And just like canning, buck dancing requires some patience and guidance. If you've never heard of buck dancing, you're about to find out what it is. A program in Tennessee has linked artistic masters with young apprentices. Tony Gonzalez from WPLN has the story.
In a corner of a brewery, a circle of old-time musicians pluck, strum, and holler. They're already at it when the buck dancer steps to the board at the center of their ring. Yeah. It's Thomas Maupin, a scrawny 78-year-old whose elbows, hips, and knees jingle like a country puppet above his clacking black shoes.
A buck dancer dances that tune that they're playing, and be part of that music is trying to match that music, be a part of the band.
Well, Thomas looks at it like, he's improvising and expressing himself musically. He's hearing what you're doing, and then you're hearing what he's doing, and it's an exchange.
That's Rob Piercy, multi-instrumentalist folk musician. For years, he's played behind Maupin in Southern buck dancing competitions. The style is less showy than clogging and more musical, like flat-footed tap dance. And lately, Maupin's been passing this on to someone more than 50 years his junior.
Been going to local festivals all my life, seeing Thomas dance and other people dance.
And now studying with him, although there's no classroom or formal rehearsal space.
It's kind of hard for Thomas to explain what he does because it just comes so natural to him. So he'll show you the basic stuff and then it's like, and then you just do this.
But Maupin says she caught on quickly.
When we first started, I just deal with a toe and a heel, toe and a heel.
Well, I try to get as close to Thomas's dancing as I can just because I think a lot of people don't dance like him and I want to kind of preserve what he does.
This night is prime for practice, with the hardwood floors, a capacity crowd, and Maupin setting the pace. They trade licks, both always in motion. When Williams is on a good run, Maupin hoots. It's encouragement for the future of buck dancing.
Oh, I think it's here to stay, and hey, and I'm trying my best to help it. I'm not the best. I'm good as the rest.
Some may beg to differ. Thomas Maupin has been named a National Heritage Fellow this year. But the way he sees it, the future doesn't hinge on him. A resurgence of old-time music means plenty of musicians circling up the space in the middle for the next buck dancer. For Here and Now, I'm Tony Gonzalez in Nashville.